Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets a touch weaker as some of the recent optimism around the US Sino trade talks waned. The Dow fell 73 points or 0.3%, broader S&P 500 slipping 0.1%. However, the technology-centric NASDAQ eked out a 0.1% gain. US Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer testified in front of the House Ways and Means Committee and hinted that a trade deal was not yet certain, saying that any agreement would need to be more than just purchases by China. Elsewhere, Pakistan said it shot down two Indian jets and carried out airstrikes in Kashmir. In US corporate earnings, Lowe's climbed 2.5% after the home retailer posted strong fourth quarter earnings but weaker than expected same-store sales. Best Buy Inc. soared over 14% after a very strong fourth quarter earnings release from the electronics retailer, in which earnings per share more than doubled and same-store sales rose a much better than expected 3%. Campbell's Soup also rallied 10% after the company reported better than expected earnings per share. In US economic data, the National Association of Realtors Pending Home Sales Index increased to a reading of 103.2, up 4.6% from the prior month. The government's fourth quarter gross domestic product data is due tonight, Australian time. European markets also settled with modest losses. Germany's DAX down 0.5%. German pharmaceutical and chemical company Merck said it wants to buy Versum Materials Inc. for more than US $5 billion, potentially scuttling a pending merger Versum is negotiating with Integris Inc. France's CAC slipped 0.3%. Air France KLM tumbled 10% following news that the Dutch government is seeking a higher stake in the company. Italy's FTSE MIB dipped 0.2%. The European Commission admonished Italian lawmakers, saying the country's huge public debt and long-lasting productivity softness represent a risk to its neighbours. Further gains for pound sterling amid mounting expectations for a delay to the 29th of March Brexit deadline capped London's FTSE 100 index once again, closing down 0.6%. Rio Tinto PLC rose 0.9% after the iron ore giant released their full-year result and announced a special dividend and a new copper discovery. Metro Bank PLC tumbled over 26% after it reportedly disclosed that a British regulator was investigating how the bank misclassified assets. Gains across the board on the base metals complex, copper gaining 0.7% to just shy of $2.96 a pound, aluminium up 0.4%, nickel up 0.9%, zinc with a more modest 0.1% gain. Credit data released yesterday showed China's local governments issued 418 billion yuan in debt in January, up sharply from 63.8 billion yuan in December. Further falls for spot iron ore markets, the benchmark contract extending its recent retreat into a sixth straight session, down 21 cents to $83.54 a metric tonne, and now sitting 7.8% below its 11th of February peak. Lower grade fines fell a further 0.4% to $67.88 a metric tonne. Gold futures retreated for a third session, down $7.30 to $1,321.20 an ounce, and giving up its month-to-date gain, despite the US dollar index continuing to trade near three-week lows. Oil prices rallied strongly after the latest official weekly inventory data showed an unexpected and sharp drop in US crude stockpiles. WTI jumped $1.44 to $56.94 a barrel. Brent gained $1.18 to $66.39 a barrel. The April Brent contract expires at the conclusion of tonight's session. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 5.7 basis points to 2.693%. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell concluded his two-day testimony to Congress. And the Australian dollar is over 0.5% weaker ahead of a busy economic calendar today, buying approximately 71.4 US cents. The CapEx report from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, another partial contributor to the GDP report, is released at 11:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time. The Reserve Bank of Australia also releases private sector credit figures for January, while the Housing Industry Association releases home sales data. And China releases official manufacturing and services purchasing managers' indices.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.